Okay, good morning. I feel sure that a lot of you were in Chicago yesterday, and if you weren't, I know you're very aware of all the events that transpired, so we won't waste anybody's time by rehashing any of that. I do want to talk a little bit about Joe Banner, though, since it became obvious that we had a really good chance of becoming the owner of the Cleveland Browns. We started talking to a lot of different people in pro sports, not just football, but pro sports. And one name kept coming up that if you could get this guy, it would be a tremendous asset to your franchise. And that name was Joe Banner. And it came up early and often, candidly. It came up from people we know and people we don't know. And Joe and I have spent, I'll just say, a lot of time together. Really over the last 2 or 3 months, and have come to know each other very well. As you all know, I come from the business world and have hired a lot of senior executives, and I can look everybody in the room in the eye and say I've spent more time with this senior executive making sure he was the right fit for the Cleveland Browns than any we've ever interviewed for Pilot Flying J, because I do think it's so important. And Joe brings, first of all, a wealth of experience. He helped transform the Philadelphia Eagles to one of the, I'll just say, weaker franchises in the league to, you could argue, from the period of 2000 to 2010, maybe the strongest, certainly one of the strongest. He's very bright. He works very hard. He's very focused, very intense, and he has extreme passion for bringing a winning team to Cleveland. And you all heard me say this yesterday. Several people say, are you excited? And I said, yes, we are excited. But we won't really be excited until we start winning consistently, and then you'll see a lot of excitement from us. I believe adding Joe Banner to our team as the CEO in charge of all day-to-day operations puts us in a position to have a great winning team, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you the new CEO of the Cleveland Browns, Joe Banner. Joe.
Thank you. Thanks very much. First of all, just quickly, it would be impossible to exaggerate how happy I am to be here. This is a spectacular day for me personally, and I'm honored, tremendously pleased that Jimmy and his family has the faith in me to give me this opportunity. Also important enough to me that I brought my whole family in here from Philadelphia, although my daughter, who's had a real job in New York, couldn't come with us, but my wife, Helene, my son, John, and my son, Jason, and, you know, we're all thrilled to be here. I went to school in Ohio. I know the area well, spent some time in Cleveland. I loved it when I was here, and I'm really excited to be back and have a chance to make it my home. I started on a mission in June when I stayed in an advisory role with the Eagles, but was really moving on to the next thing at that point, and had the pleasure to start to meet a few people that were interested in possibly being owners in NFL teams, and was trying to sort through maybe what would be the right next mission for me. And then I had an opportunity through an introduction to meet Jimmy and his dad in my first meeting. And I'm just telling you, at that point, and I think you've all started to see this, I didn't have another meeting with anybody else to discuss any other interests or opportunities. My goal was to find somebody who was committed to doing great and was focused about winning on the field and that wanted to come to community with the incredible passion the fans here have for this team. And frankly, reward them for all that they've, all the energy and passion they've got about the team. Our goal is to put together an organization that will be the best at everything we do, whether it's our work in the community, whether it's the business that we do, and most importantly, and this will be the clear focus of the organization, what we do on the field and our goal to try to win championships. We're going to do that by putting together great people, having a common mission, you know, working hard. And doing everything in a way that everybody will be very proud of this organization, what we represent. So that's my focus. On a day-to-day basis, you know, our hope is that someday, not far down the road, our fans feel like this is the most fan-friendly organization in professional sports, that the thrill that they had the other day and the joy you could see from the win was something that we're experiencing on a regular basis. And we all feel that there's a good foundation laid here to move that forward and elevate this organization to that standard here with a lot of good hard work and a lot of good people here. Beyond that, we're happy to answer any questions you have.
Tom Witherspoon, the Associated Press. Welcome to Cleveland.
Thanks.
There's a lot of people wondering about what you might do with the rest of the front office. Can you first talk about your relationship with Tom Hecker and your time together in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I mean, I was with Tom. I'll cover all of them as long as we're going to. I was with Tom, I believe it was for 7 years. I think Pat was with us for 10. And, of course, as well as some of the people, the John Sandusky's and Spytek's and Brad Childress and Dick Geron. So a lot of familiar faces here. There isn't a single one that I don't like personally, have a lot of respect for, and I've seen them do their jobs extremely well in an environment in which I worked right with them. So I come in with a very positive attitude and impression about all those people and have good personal relationships with them. I think, as Jimmy's indicated, and I think every team in the league does this, you know, at the end of the year we'll sit down and evaluate if we got everything in place to, you know, reach the goals we've set us for down the road and do that kind of analysis like everybody does. But I come into this with a lot of respect and good feelings towards all those people.
Have you already resigned yourselves to that there will be changes after this season?
No, I don't think necessarily. I think there'll be a thorough evaluation of everything that we do. But whether there'll be changes or not, I think time will answer that for us.
Yesterday, Jimmy said that football will report to you as the CEO. Do you plan on being the final say on football decisions and the final say in the 53-man roster as well?
You know, I think first let's elaborate a little about what Jimmy said. As it relates to football decisions, like decisions, for example, you're asking about these kind of, you know, people that we have here. These aren't going to be my decisions. I'll be involved with that. You know, Jimmy owns the team. You know, we'll work together closely on that. As the owner of the team, obviously, he'll have final say over those matters, but, you know, we'll work together on those kind of decisions. I think the detail of the rest of your question will really evolve. I mean, I think we're going to try to get some really strong people that are not only really good at what they do, but they fit together well. And as we see what the various strengths and weaknesses are of the people we put together, we'll figure out better exactly what detail of who's going to have, you know, what exact responsibilities. But the key for us is to get a group of really strong people that are good at what they do, but also fit well together to maximize what they can collectively do.
Repository for both of you gentlemen. Joe, you know Pat Shurmur a lot better than Mr. Haslam does, but I'll ask both of you. What, could you flesh out your impressions of Pat Shurmur? Joe and Jimmy, could you give your impressions of Pat Shurmur based on 2.5 months of having been around him?
Well, I mean, my answer is what I said. I think all of you know. You've met Pat. He's an extremely good guy. He's just a really good person. He's a very hardworking guy. He's a very principled man. He's got a wonderful family. And I don't think you'll find anybody who's more passionate in trying to do the best they can and succeed as well as they can. Those are all very important ingredients. It's what he represented when I knew him in Philadelphia. It's what I feel like I've seen him do here.
I just reiterate what we've said. He's a great guy. He's working hard. He's making progress, and we're going to do everything we can to help him be successful.
Jimmy, with your investigation, how have you categorized how the business end of the Browns is different than it was 3 years ago? I know you weren't here 3 years ago, but you know the people you've talked to, how is it different than it was before Mike Holmgren took over?
Yeah, I don't know if I can comment on that because I was not aware of what it was like before Mike and his team came in, so I'm probably not qualified to comment on that.
Tony Bursi from ESPN Cleveland. What would you say you learned from your experience in Philadelphia, particularly the way it ended or just in general? And would you change anything about how you do this job based on what you did in Philly?
Well, I mean, I think there was a lot that I learned in Philadelphia. It started with my answer about Jimmy. I mean, the key differentiator in the teams in the NFL, you know, start with the ownership. And the ownership having the right goals and right agenda and both doing and supporting hiring the right people to implement their vision and their goals, creating the right priorities. That's why it was very important to me when I was talking to Jimmy and he was, you know, my priority is, you know, winning games and having a chance to win a championship and, you know, have the joy of that and reward the fans. So that was the first thing I learned as you look around the league. You can separate the franchises that are successful from those that aren't as successful, and there's certain points of differentiation. As far as myself personally, I mean, it's just the extension of that. You need to fill the organization with the best people in the business if you want to talk about being the best in the business. And you have to have people that are hardworking and honest and doing things the right way. I mean, I learned through the years in Philadelphia. You know, I justifiably developed a reputation early in the years I was Philadelphia of being a particularly tough negotiator. I think if you talk to people who negotiated with me later, you know, I learned that there was some value sometimes in, you know, finding common ground as opposed to trying to win the negotiation. So, you know, if you're objective about yourself and you're trying to be successful, you learn from your experience, and there's a lot of little iterations of that kind of an example that you use, that you learn if you've been in something like this as long as I've been in it now.
Kind of a common, Marty Gitlin with us, CBSSports.com. There's kind of a common saying that, you know, a new owner comes in and he has the right to hire the people that he wants to hire. But on the other hand, you have Pat Shurmur and Tom Packard here. Can you give any kind of assurances that their future here will be based on strictly on job performance and merit, as opposed to, well, I'm the new owner, I can just bring in whoever I feel comfortable with?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've made it very clear that every year we're going to evaluate everybody in the organization, and we're going to do it during the course of the season. At the end of the year, we'll sit down and have those conversations with that individual. And this, although we're coming in the middle of the year and it's a little awkward and a little different, that's exactly how it's going to work. And Tom knows that, and Pat knows that.
What were the challenges like for yourself running a franchise and at the same time trying to get stadiums built and a training facility? And what did you learn through that process of basically you were running both sides of the business, running a football team and also trying to get infrastructure?
I mean, these are it's a team effort. You know, we spoke to the organization earlier today and talked in terms of, you know, everybody pulling their weight and then nobody has too much to pull, so everybody can kind of make it work. So I think you got everybody pulling in the same direction towards a common goal. You got all good people that are very dedicated, and my impression here is a lot of great people that are very passionate and doing great jobs. You just get a clear focus and everybody's pulling in the same direction, and then all of a sudden it isn't really that hard to move forward. And you want to do it with kind of a clear vision and clear priorities, which we have from Jimmy, and then everybody is able to know where we're headed and get there easily.
Jimmy, from ESPN Cleveland, and for Joe as well. You know, I was just writing it down. We were looking at Al Lerner, Carmen Policy, Randy Butch, Pete Garcia, Mike Holmgren, Tom Heckert, and Randy. We've been through so many different groups. And have you at all studied, looked back on maybe the successes and failures of the different groups that have tried to turn this franchise around, and have you learned anything from those pairings or groups?
You know, I really haven't, and maybe we should have, but I really haven't. I think I said this yesterday, we're a little more look forward than look back type of people, and when it became obvious we needed to have somebody like Joe brought in, we looked all over the place, as I said in my introductory remarks, and one name kept popping up, and it was Joe Banner. And we spent an exhausted amount of time. I'm sure he and Helene probably thought I was crazy, as many places asking to meet him, as many times as I came to Philadelphia. But we thought it was important to get it right. And I've checked out Joe as thoroughly as anybody I've ever checked out, and feel really comfortable that he's the right guy to run the Cleveland Browns.
You've been in the league, so you've known about the Browns for all the years you're in Philadelphia. Just your thoughts?
You know, I mean, I feel like I've just looked at the league as well as having my own experience and have a vision as to what it takes to be successful in the league. And it really is, it sounds trite, it sounds almost too simplistic, but it really is just about really making sure you've got the best people working for you and you've got a common vision, everybody pulling in the same direction. So that's going to be our focus. The other thing, I just want to be careful. I mean, I know these fans have been through a lot of hopeful starts. And, you know, I don't want to sit up here and be kind of the next promiser in their lives. I mean, we're just going to have to deliver. I know this. Nobody will work harder. No one will have a clearer direction. I don't imagine anybody could have more. Maybe somebody else could tie of a sense of the appreciation of the history of the fans of the city. I mean, it's remarkable when you look at the last 18 to 20 years that the passion and the intensity and they're still filling the stadium. So we're going to just work as hard as we possibly can to reward that and put the best team on the field we can and just make it fun for everybody.
Jimmy, how... Scott Patrick from the Chronicle Telegram. How good of a feeling do you think you have on this organization, how it works, and do you think you're ready to make any changes that you would see necessary as far as business or structure of the organization itself?
Well, I think that's what why you've heard us say. We've asked a lot of questions, and we've been around a lot. We'll be around more now, asking questions and listening and learning, and we'll continue to do so. And I would remind everybody we're six games into a 16-game season. We have 11 weeks left with the bye week and 10 games left to go, so there's still lots of time to learn, listen, evaluate, et cetera.
Are there any changes, say, to the business side of it that you could come in and start implementing?
No, I think in fairness it's to the business people, and everybody naturally focuses on football, and rightly so, is we're going to evaluate, and we've told everybody in the organization, we've had one-on-ones with the top executives. This morning we've met with the team, we've met with everybody that works in the building, and we've said, listen, everybody will be evaluated at the end of the year. Between now and then, go do your job, work hard, focus, do what your boss tells you to do, and at the end of the year, everybody will be evaluated. But don't worry about anything, because it doesn't do any good to do so. And Joe and I are here to support everybody in the building and help them do their job better. You know, we're not working against anybody. We're here to support them and help them do their job better.
Joe, where are the Browns at relative to where the Eagles were when you took over there?
You talking on the field or kind of comprehensively?
In general, state of the franchise.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of analogies. I mean, you're in a market with a fan base that's just tremendously passionate, and frankly, in running a franchise, there's nothing more valuable than being in a place where they care that much and there's that much passion and interest. So that's very analogous to what I had in Philadelphia. And then the challenge is, how do we take advantage of that, and how do we reward that, quite frankly? And, you know, whether it's a game day experience, whether it's getting from your car to the stadium or buying a hot dog in the concession stand, or how you feel when you walk out of the building based on how the team performed, you know, we're going to evaluate every single aspect of that, and that's, again, similar to Philadelphia. And there'll be some places where a little incremental improvement can be made, and there'll be some places, frankly, you'll see dramatic changes. But it will take time. I mean, if we went and evaluated the game day experience and felt there was an opportunity to enhance that experience dramatically, I mean, you'll probably see some of it next year and a lot of it the year after that. This is not something that gets transformed in a couple of minutes. And, you know, Jimmy's leading in a very long-term vision of what he wants the franchise to be, so we're not going to do a number of things either with the team or on the business side or on the experience, you know, just to kind of fill in the moment. We're going to lay the foundation for things that are going to get put in place, done right, and then last a long time.
How did Eagles fans treat you?
Well, they were up and down.
Well, Ron, of continuity on the football end in Philly, there was Andy Reid and there was Andy Reid. How confident are you, or how adept will you be if you guys have to rebuild a football operation? You haven't had to do that in at least 15 or so years.
Well, we've, you know, again, I don't want to spend too much time on Philadelphia because we're really trying to look forward here, so I'll really speak more, you know, generically. I don't think you see any operations, I don't care if they're businesses, sports teams, whatever they are, that aren't successful, that are successful, that don't have continuity. So I view continuity as an important element, and I think continuity is important as much because of the loyalty the continuity says that you have to the people that are coming in and doing a good job. But you have to pick the right time to kind of begin the clock on continuity. So when you feel like you've got the organization set up with the right people, then you have continuity. And that doesn't mean you're already at success. It means you feel like, you know what, we're set up with the right people and the right vision, that as I look down the road, I can see us getting where it is we want to get to. And then you want to put a very large emphasis on continuity. I talked to Jimmy, and he asked me what some of my priorities were. I said to him, I want to be able to attract really good people and then create an environment where they're going to want to stay. So I think at the right time, you want to have that kind of an environment. But we may have now, or we may have to go through a process getting to the point where we feel like we have that in place. Now let's just get the vision, get everybody working on the same page, and move forward.
Isn't good since Mike Holmgren and Tom Hecker came in together in 2010. Beyond the record, what is in place that might give you hope that there's something here to build on, speaking simply on the field?
Well, again, we're going to look for people that are very hardworking, high character. Some people are intimidated by big goals. I mean, if somebody is worried that our goal is to win Super Bowls, not just improve our record, and I'm not talking tomorrow, we're going to build towards that. It's not going to be the right person. They're not going to fit in. You know, if their vision is the same as ours, I mean, we're talking about the importance of hiring good people, so we want to have a head coach who understands the importance of putting together a great staff. If you have a general manager, you want him to have a staff of great scouts. That's just going to be kind of the mantra of the organization. And then everybody's going to work.
You're looking ahead. I'm asking you to look at what's here now and how well-positioned you are to make a step forward with what has been put in place and what you inherit at this moment.
You know, I think that in terms of those basic qualities and the people we're describing, they have them. And we're going to have to evaluate through the rest of the season whether they fit together and whether they're all the right parts to get us where we want to go.
Jim, you talked about enhancing the game day experience for the fans at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Can you, what are some of the ideas that you have to make it better?
Well, Joe's probably better at this than I am, but I'll take a stab at it. I mean, I think it's everything from, you know, how you're treated when you walk in the stadium, candidly, to how long you have to wait in line, to are the bathrooms clean, to do we have a great product on the field, which is by far the most important, to scoreboard, ribbons, et cetera. And as Joe said, we're going to sit back and evaluate all of that, and we want our fans to have the best experience in the league. Now, let's be realistic. 80-90% of that's whether you win the game, okay? But there are some things that other teams are doing that we probably ought to be doing, and we'll look at it. Joe and I are looking at this as a complete whiteboard, and we're going to do it, and as he said, we're going to do it right over an extended period of time.
First of all, I was talking to, you know, many owners over the last few days, and almost everyone to a man talks about what a gem the Cleveland Browns are in terms of history, tradition, marketing, and all those kinds of things. Do you feel in some ways this is a sleeping giant from, you know, almost a marketing standpoint to be able to put this team out there, and we also maybe make a push globally like some of the other owners are doing?
Yeah, and I don't mean to speak for Jimmy, but that's why we're here. I mean, we talked about this, and frankly, we met before there was a franchise necessarily identified as to where we'd be. And in looking at this city and this marketplace and the passion that these fans have and the opportunity there is in every aspect of this organization, I don't care whether you're talking charitable, I don't care if you're talking game day experience, on the field, every aspect of what an NFL team can bring to a community, there's not only a tremendous opportunity, it's just waiting to happen. You know, some places, I mean, I said this to Jimmy when we were talking, I didn't really want to go to some city where you're going to sit around and most of the organization will spend a lot of their time trying to figure out how to sell the tickets. I really want to be someplace where that passion exists and then we can try to figure out how to take it to the next level. So, you know, I was not going to go to a franchise. I don't think Jimmy was going to buy a team that he didn't feel the ingredients that exist in this city and the kind of passion that exists for this team, you know, were in place. And then we can get to do the really fun and exciting stuff and hopefully, you know, reciprocate to what they've been giving to the team for all of these years for with even a better experience than they've had.
Is that something that you will explore?
I mean, I think our priorities are going to be local first in terms of building the organization and the team on the field. And then, you know, at some point, if we feel like we've made a lot of progress there, that may or may not be an issue that we get into. But we got a lot of work to do on this first set of priorities, which I think will be our focus.
Let me say one thing about the fans here.
I think I said this yesterday. I can't remember if it was with a big group or with a smaller group. The feeling outside the stadium on Sunday after we won for the first time in 11 months and first time this year reminded me of when I was in Pittsburgh and we won the AFC Championship. I'm not kidding. It was exactly the same, the electricity, the excitement, how happy the fans were. And I called Joe when I landed back in Knoxville to tell him about it. And I think that fired us up even more, not that we needed that, about just how important and just the significant opportunity there is here with the fan base. It's incredible.
Did you address the team this morning? If you did, what did you say to them?
You know, pretty much what we're telling you. First of all, I congratulate them on a win. And that's the biggest thing. And then I said, second of all, a lot of the things I said yesterday, we were greatly appreciative of the Lerner family. If Al Lerner hadn't brought Cleveland back here, we wouldn't be here. And Randy and Mrs. Lerner have been superb people to work with in this transition. Talked about Mike and talked about Joe. And then basically talked about, listen, the timing of this is not good, coming in the day before training camp and here in the middle of the year. We're here to support you. Focus on your job. Work hard. Win games. And everything will take care of itself.
Thank you.
And it was, we were probably in there 10, Joe and I together, 10 minutes, because they got a big game this week against Indianapolis, and we need to get our second win.
On whether you gentlemen think you have a quarterback in place. In the context of Mr. Haslam, you said how important that position is. So
I think Brandon's no different than everybody else. He'll be evaluated at the end of the year.
The franchise really hasn't been relevant since the late 80s, and several regimes have tried. What's a realistic time frame to be competitive and relevant again?
I mean, he's laughing because he keeps asking me this question. I won't even answer him. So
I appreciate you asking.
I mean, I think fairly quickly people are going to see progress. And if you're going to ask me to really put a time frame on how quickly I think we're going to win how many games, I really can't do that. There are too many unknowns. But I don't think it should take very long before you're all sitting here and the fans watching the team are sitting there going, you know what? You know, these guys know what they're doing. We're on the right track. We can start to enjoy this, and we're gonna end up in a really good place. I think you'll start to feel that reasonably quickly. You'll start to feel like there's a plan. This is well run. These guys know what they're doing. Their priorities are exactly what they said they were. You know, obviously this season we're observers, but I don't think it will take long before you start to feel like I'm starting to see some smart things happen, some decisions that make me feel like this team is on the right place. On the right track, and we're going to end up in a good place.
I think I would add two things. I think this is important. I don't think you're looking at two more impatient people in the world, the two guys up here. At the same time, though, we want to do it the right way, okay? And there's a shortcut to get to a 10-6, but there's a better way to do it where you don't just have one good year, but you have a consistent. And I think how we want to be judged is, are they consistently good? And so we're not going to shortcut it to get there. We're going to go as fast as we can, but we're not going to take shortcuts.
I just wonder, between now and October 25th, are you allowed to do? I mean, are there any restrictions? I'm just wondering, logistically, how is all this working?
You know, that's a good question. We were approved yesterday. We still have to write a rather large check, Marla, and then it all becomes official. So, but those funds are in place, and we're excited for that to officially happen on the 25th.
Between now and then,
I'll continue. Joe's going to go back with his family tonight, and then his first day will be the 25th. He'll be here full time, and we'll continue to move back and forth. Dee is coming up Tuesday to move us into our new home, so we'll obviously be here more with that. But we'll be very present. Joe will be running things on a day-to-day basis, and we're excited to get going.
Do you feel like you're able to hit the ground running here with the people who are in place that you already are familiar with from Philadelphia, or do you have to set those relationships aside and reevaluate everything?
Well, you know, I think as Jimmy's mentioned, it isn't an ideal time. But in a way, it gives us a chance to kind of step back and learn what we need to maximize the chance that we make the right decisions. So in terms of getting going quickly, you know, I'm not coming in here next Thursday with a list of changes we're going to make, even just internal subtle changes. You know, my primary goals are getting to know the people here. You know, there are a lot of things we do that don't happen in a minute. I mean, you ask about the game day experience. I mean, I need to understand really quickly, you know, what it is about the game day experience our fans like and don't, because, you know, and that will then impact next year. That's not something that's going to get. And if I don't have some good feel for what the experience is and what parts of it are good and bad in the next probably 4 weeks, it starts to get late to put in a lot of those changes for next season. So some of those, you know, focuses are going to be kind of invisible to the outside world, at least for the time being. But it's good in that we get a chance to kind of step back and really make sure we're thorough about our thought process and the decisions we make about the long term.
From those fans, on what they
well, I was just talking to some of the people this morning. There's a fair amount of research that we've actually done that I'm anxious to read. There's a group of people here that work with our fans, whether they be suite holders, club seat holders, or season ticket holders. I'm anxious to do that. I suspect we'll do some additional research. I don't even know, to be honest, in Philadelphia we had a board made up of season ticket holders that we would meet with on a regular basis and get their feedback and experiences and, frankly, throw some ideas off of them. That may or may not exist here, I don't even know, but that was very, very helpful in really understanding what experience people were having. The first game I'm here for, we're going to have a whole bunch of people that work here. They're going to basically pretend they're fans and have different aspects of the experience. I mean, someone's going to stand out in the parking lot and, you know, they're going to come in on Monday and tell me, okay, what was your experience like getting from your car to the building? And somebody else is going to, you know, get in a concession line at halftime, and they're going to give me a report on Monday about what that was like. And somebody else is going to observe the school board experience, and, you know, I'll have my own experiences of that. But we'll probably have 20 people who work here who, you know, I'll send out to have various experiences as if they're almost acting as if they're, you know, what's the fans' experience actually here, and then give them a report on that. So hopefully with all that together, we'll get a pretty good picture quickly.
Your research and your time spent talking to people, and kind of from a general standpoint, why do you think this franchise has struggled so consistently and mightily since it returned to Cleveland?
You know, I think it'd be unfair to comment candidly. I just, like I said, we're not look back for people. We're look forward. And I've said this 1,000 times. I'll probably keep saying it. The fan base and the support here is tremendous. And I think I said this to you all on August 3rd in this very room. If 5 years from now this franchise is not more successful than it is now, a lot more, and you judge that in wins and losses, then the two of us will accept all the blame, because there's no excuses for this not being one of the top franchises in the NFL.
A couple more guys.
Can you give us your philosophy on the use of free agency in building a team?
Yeah, I mean, you've heard this from Jimmy. I mean, I think the core of the most successful franchise in the league are players they drafted and re-signed. But there are opportunities in free agency, sometimes in very conspicuous ways, sometimes in more subtle ways, that I think the best and smartest franchises take advantage of those opportunities. You know, timing matters too. You want to, if you're in an early stage of a developmental process, it just generically doesn't make sense to me to be, you know, running out and investing heavily in free agents who may not still be a key part of your core by the time you get really good. But we will be engaged in free agency. But the fundamental foundation of the team will be drafting and re-signing our own players.
Will you use Donovan McNabb as a benchmark for how much you need in a quarterback?
No, it's just not going to focus on any given individual. I mean, we're going to be looking for championship-caliber performance at every level of the organization, whether it's a player, whether it's a coach, whether it's somebody working in the marketing or guest services department. We're going to strive for championship-caliber performance from everybody.
So, Billy, I believe you did just about every major contract player-wise and probably outside the playing field. Will you continue to be the chief negotiator now in this role?
I mean, I think the team has people in place that are doing these things, and we'll evaluate whether that's the best way to do it. I'll obviously be involved in negotiations, hopefully bring my cap strategies and expertise to the table. But that will be just part of the evaluation we're going to do as to what the best way to do that going forward is, utilizing the skills everybody brings to the table, putting them together, hopefully collectively building success.
You almost feel that you're coming in at a perfect time and that the Steelers and Ravens seem to be maybe on decline. You just got done beating the Bengals, and maybe it's the perfect storm might be developing or not.
You know, the way I think of it is our goal is to win a Super Bowl. So I never think in terms of competing with three teams. It's not to deny the obvious. You don't go anywhere without winning your division. So I think we shoot to build the best team in the NFL. And I always say that, you know, if you're doing that, it will follow that you'll win your division. And I don't underestimate the other teams in the division. They're all run by good, smart people. They've all got young quarterbacks. They've got smart general managers and player personnel people. So we'll have to build a very good team to be strong in this division.
Anything else? Guys, thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Can I make Joe available if you still need him informally here?